Hey, PG fans, got a dollar? Then head over to shop.premierguitar.com and check out our massive ebook collection. We have authoritative titles on everything from DIY projects to lessons in a variety of styles and advice from legendary artists and gear builders. Plus, we release new collections every 2 weeks. Check it out at shop.premierguitar.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Shattuck here with PremierGuitar.com. We're with Joe Robinson on stage here. And Joe's going to take us through the guitars, the amps, and the effects that he's using on tour. So thanks a lot, Joe, for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, man.
So let's start over here with your acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And tell us a little bit about it and kind of what you dig about it.
So I've had this guitar a couple years. It's a Maton Custom Shop. I love this guitar. I guess it's my second or third Maton Custom Shop. The last one I had actually broke in a flight, which was a tragedy. But yeah, this guitar is like Queensland maple back and sides. The strings I use are Elixir gauge 16 to 54.
It's pretty heavy.
So the 16 is actually a B string. I double the B, and I switched out the bridge pins, and I actually had it refretted as well. And I have my acoustic guitars set up by a Plek machine, which is P-L-E-K.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are just awesome. Like, they really, really, really do a great job, like, getting the frets dressed really well. So, yeah, this guitar I love. And this pickup system is just a stock standard Maton pickup with the double A's.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I usually run it kind of pretty much with everything on full and just take some of the highs out, boost some of the mids, and run the mic on about half. So, yeah.
Cool. All right. And you play it, obviously, for how much part of the show?
Well, if I'm doing like my own headlining show, usually I'll play like, I don't know, 5 or 6 songs on it.
Okay.
And the rest of the show is like electric and mm-hmm. kind of all sorts of different stuff.
All right, Joe, so you have a 2-amp setup here. So tell us a little bit about why you're using a 2-amp setup and a little about the amps you're using.
Yeah, so the red one is a Dr. Z common gear. The Z actually fell off. But yeah, I think it's an 18-watt Class A amp. I really like Class A amps. This amp is a Loboda, which is a Polish 30-watt, 212 kind of deal. Again, it's Class A, and I run them both at the same time, and I have this sheet of like Perspex or Plexi, just so it doesn't like kind of just nail the front row with abrasive guitar noise. But I get them set so they sound good and I don't have to worry about the volume and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've been using these 2 amps as a combination for probably a year and a half, and I just love them. Like I use them in the studio like this too, and they really, really, really get a good sound.
And we're gonna get to your effects as well. So there's some effects you use that you run stereo, or they both run the same signal?
Yeah, I run the Verb stereo. Sometimes I run the Delay stereo, but at the moment I got the Delay mono and just the Verb stereo. Yeah, stereo delays kind of, I have a love-hate thing with them. Sometimes they're cool, but sometimes they're really annoying. So, I like a nice stereo Verb that's kind of really nice. I have a T-Rex Verb that is really cool. It's got a tube in it and stuff. It's really good.
All right, let's walk over here and check out the guitars you brought out on the road here.
Cool.
So let's start first with the Gretsch here on the end.
All right. So this is a Gretsch 6122. I've had this guitar a couple years. It's got TV Jones pickups in it, and other than that, it's standard. I'm using 10s. With a 12 on top, so it's 12 to, I guess, 46 or whatever. Elixir strings again, and this guitar, I just love it. It just has the fattest, biggest sound, and I love Gretsch guitars a lot. I have a few more Gretsch guitars at home, but this is the only Gretsch I bring out on the road, usually.
So both your acoustic and your electric setups, you have a much thicker high E string than normal. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of just got in the habit of doing it with the acoustic, and like it just feels like more balanced to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I play a lot of the melodic stuff on the top strings, and like if they kind of feel like they're crapping out because like the they just don't have the sustain of like a bigger string.
Did you end up breaking a lot before you kind of decided to move up?
No, I've never broken like an E or B string. I even doing this. I mean, I tuned my acoustic, my 16 up to E. And I tune 12s up to E on all my electric guitars, so, and I've never had a problem. Yeah, I'm kind of just addicted to it. It feels really weird playing like a guitar with 10s on it now, or even 12s, like an acoustic. So,
cool. Let's see what else you got next in line here.
All right, so this is a Jazzmaster. I just got this guitar, actually. It's brand new. It's really cool. It's got a funky kind of thing to it, like kind of has the kind of twang thing of a Strat, but it has a lot more bottom end, and it's just got a unique character. And this is in like the new series Fender just released or whatever. It's really a beautiful guitar. Sunburst. You see I've dinged it up already. It's a special edition by the looks. One of 46. That's pretty cool.
And are there certain songs tonight you'll gravitate towards the Jazzmaster? Then?
Yeah, I have a song called One on One I use this on. And there's a couple others that it works well on, depending on how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. During the show, I'll go between the Strat and the Jazzmaster for some songs. And this Strat is actually the first electric guitar I ever bought for myself. I got it when I think I was 13 or 14. Before that, I was just borrowing guitars off friends of my parents or whatever. And I got this guitar. I had a new neck put on it recently because the other neck I kind of destroyed. I cranked the truss rod too much when I was a kid, and it like popped out. I have pickups by a guy named Mick Brearley, who's in Adelaide, Australia. Mm-hmm. And I just called him up and told him what I wanted, and he sent them to me. And like, you can order them online; they're awesome. I really like them. Other than that, it's just a standard Strat. Mm-hmm. There's nothing really special about it. But I love this guitar. I've used it in the studio too.
Same string setup as your other electrics?
Yeah, it's 12 with a set of 10s on it. Mm-hmm. So, and Elixir strings. And this guitar is a beast.
Well, since that one's plugged in, let's go and take a look at some of your effects on your pedal board.
Sure.
All right, Joe, so you have three separate pedal boards here. Tell me a little bit about why you have three separate ones instead of one big one.
I like my pedals. I don't like to have to like step over pedals if I want to change, turn one on or off or anything. I like them kind of all in a big array. I can't get one long enough, so I have three. The pedal setup is quite simple. I have these are Laberger cables going to a Crybaby, a Peterson strobe tuner, a Ernie Ball volume pedal, into a T-Rex Octavius. The T-Rex Octavius I love. I have actually two of them, one for acoustic and one for electric, and I use like the boost on that a lot. That pedal is kind of a real staple part of the sound I get. Without the boost. With the boost. So it gives a little bit of a sparkle, and like with the octave part of the pedal turned on, I have just a low octave, it kind of gives this kind of a thing.
So it sounds like the mix is kind of on the lower side, so the octave doesn't pop out as much, etc.
Yeah, like sometimes I'll turn it up and really go for like a... more of a traditional octave thing. It even sounds good with chords,
it doesn't muddy up everything when you try and play chords with it.
Ready for a special offer on a print subscription to Premier Guitar? Visit shop.premierguitar.com now and use this coupon, PODCAST15, that's PODCAST15, to get 15% off a one-year subscription to our in-depth coverage of your favorite artists and the coolest new gear. Offer valid in U.S. only, no Wi-Fi required.
All right, so next you have a tube screamer here. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, it's just like a new 808 tube screamer. I've tried the vintage ones in the studio, and I love them, but I can't find one that is I can justify spending the money on, because they're really expensive. In the studio, I try different stuff, but I usually go back to the tube screamer, and it sounds really kind of classic. So next is a T-Rex Tremster, which is a really nice tremolo. It's just got a kind of... I kind of use that if I'm singing something and want to like a more of a, I want to let a chord ring and have it, you know, kind of sound cool or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of a subtle effect. And next I have a Eventide Time Factor, which I can't find another delay pedal that I like as much as this because I can program all the patches. Mm-hmm. Each song I have a different patch for. Like this patch is for Help Me. It's kind of like there's a couple delays going, but the song kind of goes like this, and it really works well having kind of the right patch for the right song, you know? So that's cool. Mm-hmm. I have some other delays that go for more of like a filter kind of thing, which is cool as well. Like this one. That's kind of cool. So that's cool. And after that, I go into a T-Rex Roommate, which is the tube reverb I was speaking about before. This thing's awesome. It just has like the kind of warmest, just a really nice reverb. And it's all powered by a fuel tank, also by T-Rex. The Memory Man I actually don't have plugged in at the moment. At the start of the tour, I had this idea of using it kind of as a boost with another delay going to just one of the amps. Mm-hmm. But I ended up just scrapping that idea and I just left it there because mm-hmm. it looks cool or whatever. But that's pretty much my entire electric setup. Okay. With the acoustic stuff, it's pretty simple. I'm going straight into a chromatic tuner, into a Octavius again. I'll use that for like a low octave on the acoustic stuff, mm-hmm. especially if I'm going for like a, if I'm playing like an outdoor gig or like a festival or something, I want it to really thump. And I have a loop station. I just use that for certain things. Into an AER Pocket Tools, which is like a little preamp thing that they make, and I mainly use that for the Verb, and it just has a really nice, kind of does something to the sound or whatever. Mm-hmm. Straight into a AER Compact 60 or an Alpha. I use an Alpha sometimes as well, and then I DI out of the AER, and the combination of the Maton and the AER, I'm kind of like just hooked on. It just really sounds great, and I pretty much can get consistently good acoustic sound no matter which system I play through, so that's pretty huge for me. That's
cool. And what type of picks are you using?
Picks, I have a couple. I have a Dunlop, pair of Dunlop thumb picks. They're just like Dunlop medium. I have a Wagen, this is a Big City pick, I think. They're like in the Netherlands they're made or something. I use this for like more of the acoustic stuff. Kind of helps the melody stuff sing a little, mm-hmm. and like a Dunlop Jazz 3 for the electric stuff, so
cool.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for taking the time to walk us through your rig.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This is Jason Shattuck with PremierGuitar.com, and this is Joe Robinson. Thank you.
Thank you.